this time around was completely different to my previous shot at it. So I started out with a £30 website from GoDaddy. He said, "You cannot run a business whilst in full-time education." From the Daily Mail article, I've had a national radio station contact me. Growth-oriented asset for the business. That's what it boils down to, creating digital assets. We went on to achieve six figures revenue in 3 months, which was absolutely mind-blowing.
Welcome to the 18-Year-Old Entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we deliver marketing, social media, and business insights to progress your business, as well as interviewing accomplished business owners and specialists alike. All brought to you by Insight Social.
Hi there, my name is Sam. At age 17, I started to build Insight Social, a social media marketing business that has gone on to change the course of my life entirely, as well as provide brilliant results for my clients. Here's how I did it. So starting from the very beginning, I'd always created small Instagram accounts for the things I was interested in. I think the reason for that comes down to creativity, and I've always favoured having different projects in different areas that I'm interested in. I've always liked having a project to focus on. I enjoyed the branding aspects of it, as well as the content and the work that I was putting into the accounts in the form of engagement being, you know, returned back to me and having some tangible results. So at the time, I had a few Instagram accounts on the go, just of my passions and interests and different projects for me to focus on and grow the following and get the content in front of that following ultimately. So it's 2019 when I had my first crack at social media marketing. And I think at the time I was about 16 or 17. And I'd been introduced to the idea by browsing methods to get rich on Google, of course. And obviously, after seeing little in the way of viable results in terms of gaining clients, I figured I'd pack it in. So looking back now, I can't remember the specific point of failure. I'm guessing it was not knowing a lot about the industry, knowing the practical side of it, but not necessarily knowing how to apply that to myself in order to get clients. So at this point, I didn't have brilliant results in school. Above average, can't complain, but nonetheless, it left me without much direction in terms of where I wanted to go in life, I guess. So I was confused as what I was going to do. You're at this crossroads, you can get an apprenticeship, you can get a job, you can do your own thing. Ultimately, I knew it was going to be in business. Ever since I can remember, I've wanted to do something in business, even dating back to when I was 12. And in form, we were asked to write down on a little sheet of paper what we wanted to do as a job. And I just found the sheet of paper the other day, actually, and of course it said businessman, which was quite fitting and that it's turned out to be true so early in life. So fast forward a year in college, in sixth form, we were tasked with creating a business of all things, and the social media marketing idea popped back into my head, and I was slowly introduced to the gap in the market, the high price point of competitors, as well as the low barrier to entry, and of course my natural interest in the subject. So initially, I started out doing a few bits and bobs under the umbrella of the school project, which was myself and 5 to 10 other people, with that hand in hand, you know, a large group. The end game of the project was to split the profits equally, rather than in accordance to how much effort someone had put in. Me being interested in the subject, I'd been putting a lot of effort in. So naturally, after that, I'd branched out and decided to take on this challenge by myself. And that's how SD Marketing was born, which was the first name for Insight Social. 10 points if you can guess where that name came from. It's my initials. But this time around was completely different to my previous shot at it, as I was introduced to it organically and naturally and because of my interest in it, rather than from watching Get Rich Quick videos on YouTube, which tend to gear more towards cold calling and cold emailing businesses, directing them down a spammy marketing funnel rather than finding them in more respected ways, should I say. So I started out with a £30 website from GoDaddy and obviously an Instagram and Facebook page for myself. My clients came initially from Instagram, so I was liking and following and commenting on local businesses' Instagram posts and pages in the hopes that they would see my account. And this is still a method I use very much to this day. It's really great. If you're looking to get your Instagram out there, the best way, hands down, is to engage with your target audience. So you find out where they hang out digitally, I guess. For example, if you're a restaurant in York, you might go into a York foodie page, and that's where you would find your audience. And then you can just go down the list, like, follow, comment, engage with these people and really get into their notifications tab. Just going back to the previous story, my first big break was being referred to a client who was in the process of converting their B2B business to B2C, selling to consumers rather than businesses. So long story short, I'd built up a 200 product store and began promoting it on the business's social media accounts using the growth tactics that have gone on to be the absolute bread and butter of my current social media strategies. We went on to achieve 6 figures revenue in 3 months, which was absolutely mind-blowing. And it was predominantly down to my social media graphics and strategies, as well as the backbone of the operation being the online store that I'd built for that particular client. And that was actually built as a free bonus, a thank you for them choosing to become a client of mine. I'd like to dedicate a full episode to this in future, so stay tuned for that. I was able to use this massive win to my advantage. In the first few weeks of starting, I now had proof that I could get valuable results for clients and really drive their business forwards. Even more so due to the coronavirus restrictions and lockdowns that were put in place at the time, meaning consumers and businesses alike were pushed and forced to join the digital age whether they liked it or not, for better or worse. From that, I decided to email the local newspaper. I described what I was doing at the time, the results I'd gotten, how old I was, those sort of things, just the basics. And they responded by giving me a feature article in their newspaper, which was very kind of them. And with that came new clients, new opportunities, and it went from there. That's a strategy that I've gone on to use more of. My primary method of gaining clients is social media. I do practice what I preach, but the secondary to that is definitely PR and newspapers. I remember speaking to a newspaper salesman at the time, the guy who deals with the newspaper ads. These ads were going for hundreds of pounds, and even tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands in the case of national newspapers. Google your preferred newspaper and add in rate card at the end. You'd be absolutely blown away by their asking price. And I was able to bypass these costs by sending the newspaper an email of what I'd done and what I was doing at the time. If that didn't work, I'd print it out and send it to them as a letter. Around this time, I'd completely narrowed my offering down from affordable websites and affordable social media to just strictly social media management and marketing. So I'd cut out the website side of it entirely, as that's not necessarily where my passions lied. On LinkedIn, I'd met a local web designer who was kind enough to white label my social media services. So he would offer them to his clients, and it was a mutually beneficial partnership that I've got going on. So that's really great. And that still makes up a good chunk of my income to this day. It's amazing what one message on LinkedIn can do in the way of partnerships. And equally, it's incredible what just giving it a shot can do. Whatever the context or situation may be, if I hadn't sent the local newspaper an email and been offered a feature article, I wouldn't have had the confidence to do the same for the UK's largest newspaper, the Daily Mail, a few months down the line. All 4 feature articles have led to lots of brilliant new leads coming in, lots of new clients, new projects, and most of all, opportunities. These opportunities snowball, and from the Daily Mail article, I'd been invited onto a national radio station as well called Talk Radio, which was an absolutely brilliant experience and counts towards that free advertising, social proof, and further opportunities down the line. It boils down to that old phrase, which is, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And as cringy as it sounds, and I don't want to in any way discount the knowledge that I have on the subject, the what you know part, but simply without the who you know part, it wouldn't come in handy. The end story of this is that I've indirectly aimed to use more creative methods of advertising and marketing compared to the standard agency, which is why I referenced at the very start that I had started out using the textbook way of cold calling and what the so-called gurus teach on YouTube. Going back to the power of just giving it a shot and reaching out and contacting prospects and reporters and whatnot, I was absolutely blown away by the response that people were having to my venture when I first started out. You would assume people would be maybe cynical and have presumptions about you at this age, but that simply was not the case. More than anything, I found people understood that the younger generations might have the advantage of growing up using social media platforms, and I think that encouraged them to work with me, if anything else. The only person who I'd come across that wasn't respectful was a guy I spoke to on LinkedIn. In the middle of a chat, and after having a very calm and respectful message from myself explaining my current situation and that I was in full-time education, he said, "You cannot run a business whilst in full-time education. Amazed you have secured a client at all. I can only assume they are commercially naive as well. Suspect it was your low price line that attracted them. If in the fullness of time you wish to develop your business with real commitment, I would be happy to offer you the support if you wished." I think at this point, 10 months down the line, I've proven that man wrong, despite his attempts to make me feel as if I'm wasting my time entirely. That did frustrate me, as I had nothing. I had no ammunition at the time to prove that I wasn't wasting my time, as he painted me out to be.
Insight Social works closely alongside business owners across Yorkshire and the UK to grow and monetize their social media pages. If you don't understand or simply don't have the time to utilize your business's social media to its fullest extent, visit insightsocial.co.uk.
The idea behind Insight Social is to take Instagram accounts, Facebook accounts, LinkedIn accounts, social media accounts off the hands of business owners in order to grow them, monetize them, and ultimately turn what once was a time-sucking liability into a revenue-driven and growth-oriented asset for the business. That's what it boils down to, creating digital assets. If that's an Instagram account, that could be a Facebook account, a LinkedIn profile, all these brilliant avenues for businesses to tap into. And sometimes they're underutilized, or people simply don't have time. So that's where I come into it. So that's a brief introduction to myself and what I do. There will be much more value to come. As I say, this was mostly just to provide an introduction to myself and some context behind what I'm saying. I'm going to be touching on things that I've learned during my experience in business, which, although limited, I feel might have an underlying lesson or lessons for people out there. On top of that, I'll be speaking a lot on social media, tips to grow your business's social media pages, how to properly monetize an account and ultimately turn it from a chore into a valuable asset for your business. But more on that in weeks to come. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed or found some value in this podcast series so far. I've invested a lot of time and energy into this venture, and doing so to the best of my amateur ability. I hope that comes across in the audio and production quality and setup of the whole show. I will, of course, be adding in different segments and switching things up as I learn how to podcast, and most importantly, take on board any tips and tricks that you may have. By all means, leave a review with your honest opinion, things I can change, things I've maybe done wrong, things we can add in and switch up and ultimately provide the best experience. You can leave those either on a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, or you can head over to my Instagram at 18.entrepreneur. You can find lots of high value content on there. By all means, as I say, leave a review. That would be much appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Cheers.
There's never been a better time to go all in on social. Grow and monetize your business's social media with Insight Social. Visit insightsocial.co.uk.